After I had achieved the recovery requirements, I began working at 4D as a peer mentor and eventually worked my way into a leadership role. Today, I am 4D's Washington State Director, growing recovery services in my hometown of Vancouver. More information at the number 4-D-recovery.org.
You are listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast, Wheelam, Nehaler, Manzanitor, Rockaway Beachers at 91.7 FM, and we're streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. Check the crawl feed at the bottom of the webpage to see what's being played at any given time. And text the DJ at 971-220-5979. It's Hello Cruel World, it's JBJ. I am back from Boise, Idaho, where I was covering Treefort Music Festival for X-Ray. It's great to be back. I've got a lot of new music to play in this hour, and one tiny little interview that I conducted while at Treefort for this program from Angela Autumn of Nashville, Tennessee. Radio's yours each and every day here on X-Ray FM.
I went to the seashore, waves crashing around me, wind in my hair, salt in the air, and my friends were there, put a shell to my ear, and I heard the ocean, waves crashing around me, I watched the tide, first low and then high, comes and it goes, it ebbs and it flows, you do. I went to the seashore, waves crashing around me, saw Empedocles there, so full of cares for losing her hair, was more than she could bear.
Nobody knows me, where I go when I'm angry, how often I'm lonely, I guess the same thing. Nobody knows me. I'm gonna start this song over. There's a thing in my throat, and it's gone now, but it's gonna come back to kill me, I know. I'm gonna start the song over.
Okay, don't tell anybody about that shit. Nobody knows me, where I go when I'm angry, how often I'm lonely, I guess they're the same thing. Nobody knows me. And in my mind there's a garden, it's full of beauty and darkness, full of sorrow and sweet things, where my heart can be honest. In my mind there's a garden. And in that garden there's a fruit tree, I eat from it daily, the same that Adam and Eve ate. What does that make me? In my garden there's a fruit tree. That I'm making isn't really a blessing, as if no one would save me. In my mind there's a garden, it's full of beauty and darkness, full of sorrow and sweet things, where my heart can be honest. In my mind is a garden. In my mind is a garden. In my mind is a garden.
A plume of what?
Allegra Krieger here on Hello Cruel World. Circumstances. The album's called Precious Things. All these songs you're hearing this week happened during my quiet, meditative morning times at Treefort last week in Boise, Idaho. I had probably an hour and a half of nice, quiet time before the rest of the city woke up, and I could go to my early morning coffee shop and listen to music on the way there and on the way back. That's some of the my best times of the festival, actually. We're getting to hear all this new music, a lot of it new, like from Jeffrey Martin. His new record, Alive, July 25th, 2025, is out now and was recorded here in town at the Showdown. I played for you a couple of versions of Garden. Gus Engelhorn before that, he's got a new record called The Broken Balladeer. I played Seashore for you. New Mitski before that, That White Cat. And S.G. Goodman from a record that came out in 2020, the title track, Old Time Feeling. You're listening to Hello Cruel World, my post-Treefort special. Up next is a live version, a live song from R.E.M.
St. Peter's, yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the punch? And Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby, are we losing touch? Nothing is cool. If you believe they put a man on the moon, if you believe there's nothing up his sleeve. Nothing is cool. If you believe they put a man on the moon, if you believe there's nothing up his sleeve, nothing is cool.
I'm here with Angela Autumn. We're in an alleyway behind the Boise Brewing Stage, Treefort 2026. Great set. I caught your set last at Pickathon last summer, and I love what you do up there, especially like just bringing the rock to somebody that like sounds and seems like maybe a country artist. The thing that's most that I like, I'm most like just want to totally just talk about is that you're making time and space in your sets for the banjo.
Yeah.
Why, when I hear the banjo, why do I feel like it's a supernatural thing? Is there any more like witchy power or anything that comes out of a banjo than of a regular acoustic guitar?
Yeah, I think like a mandolin or fiddle kind of has this ancient power, and if you spend enough time with the instrument, taking the time to learn about the history of it and the pain behind the music that comes out of it, then you are then the carrier of that. And I like to say banjo playing is a terrible disease.
So it's not just me. There is something. It feels like there's a magic there. And I hear it like, there's a great duo out of Portland called Hill Stomp that plays this like kind of, like they just broke up recently, but they play this great kind of sort of droney, like it's a duo that plays, but like they're like, they could put you in a trance with their music, but especially the banjo stuff. So it's crazy.
Absolutely. It's meditative and trancey and healing, and I'm glad you like it.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not the only one that feels that. I've never talked to anybody about if there's a magic there with the banjo.
I think everybody has their own unique approach to banjo, and that's what I love about it. It's taking my own unique approach to it.
The most recent singles have been great. Haven't seen an album from you in a while. Wondering if like the singles that we've heard so far, is that like pre-release stuff, or is it just singles from for the next little while? Is there anything you can tell us about what's new, what's coming down the road?
Yeah, I've kind of just been, you know, assessing my career as an artist, and it's incredibly important to me to, you know, maintain ownership of my music and my rights, even in this day and age when we're led to believe music has little to no value. And with that being said, the album is done. Oh, wow. And it's going to be going to pressing, and it'll be out later this year. And there will be new songs on there that are not yet singles and stuff for people to enjoy.
I'm a lifelong album listener. I would imagine any musician is too. So when I see a bunch of singles, I just get afraid. You know what I mean? Like, are we just becoming a singles bound society?
I get it. Me too. Me too. Making an album feels like an incredible responsibility. Like, it shouldn't be taken lightly. It's like a work of art. It's a masterpiece, and sometimes it needs more time to solidify before it can come out into the world.
Yeah. Are you okay taking that time? You don't feel any kind of pressure to get something out there?
Well, I'm thinking about the next album after this one.
Nice.
And it's been really fun playing the songs from the record in the live shows, and just getting people ready to hear them. The recordings are great. They're so so fun. The producer Baird out of Nashville, Tennessee, really helped me kind of hone in the rock sound.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited. And you answered my next question, which was where did you record this? So in Nashville.
Yeah, in one day we did 6 songs, tracked them live with the band.
Wow.
And I like to do live vocals. Also, some of the songs are things that I recorded with friends, played all the instruments on, and Electric Lizard too will be on that.
Oh, okay.
That record.
That's a great song. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Yeah. Should mention that you're coming to town pretty soon. Do you want to talk about that?
I would love to. There goes the truck.
Bye, truck.
I'm privileged to be opening for Cutworms, Max.
I've just been listening to that record. I didn't know that's who you were opening for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and hopefully some fans will come out for both of us in Portland.
I heard, like, I knew one song when I listened to this new record, but it's great, and I'm so excited to, go down that road. So that's in, did you mention the date, and I missed it? Is it, it's in May, right? Early May, you're going to be in?
Yeah, early May. I think maybe the first or second, if not late April. I think we're starting in LA, and then we'll make our way up. So I would guess May.
I know it's Aladdin Theater. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you so much, John.
Yeah.
Dollar signs every time you see me crying.
Play in the dark of night, you are most likely listening to VCR TV.
With your host, DJ Kyle Reese.
Friday mornings at 1 a.m. or anytime at x-ray.fm.
Radio is yours, radio is yours.
Hello, Portland. I'm David Schilling, host of Backseat DJ on X-Ray FM. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, I play a mix of music from artists you know and love, as well as introduce you to some you don't. New releases, sneak peeks of upcoming releases, local artists, classics, B-sides, interviews with artists. No genre is off the table. If it's good, I'm going to play it for you. I'll create the soundtrack for your drive home from work or whatever you may be doing. I'm your backseat DJ every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific on X-Ray FM Portland.
I swam in the ocean, I swam in a swimming pool. You just want to check now, or do you want us to do a little take?
Oh, let's do a little take.
Okay.
Local news legend. Local news legend. Swimming song. Local news legend covering Loudon Wainwright there. Here on Extra FM. Here on Hello Cruel World. Banjo featured prominently in that song. That whole EP is good. It's called Criterion of Embarrassment. You can find it on Bandcamp. Angela Autumn before that with Millionaire Money. And before that, a little back alley interview recorded after Angela's set at Tree Fort. Cut Worms before that, Don't Look Down. We began with a live version of REM's Man on the Moon. You can find that on the deluxe edition of Automatic for the People. Stay tuned at 4 o'clock. Welcome to your good day. Assumedly with Chancey Chance, but you never know. I'm going to continue with this new music theme with a track that an artist that a friend hipped to me, Tessa Rose Jackson. This is my favorite track from her brand new record. The record's called The Lighthouse.
Big Apple, polished red, once tasted, never whole again. I learned from experience the tang at the core. I'm not carrying that again.
off the nonsense in a mosh pit. Yeah, I don't need you, I can see through. Yeah, you see through, I guess it's me too. I get on my fit, all the nonsense in a mosh pit. Okay, I'm off it. Yeah, I don't see you, I guess you see through. Okay, you with the door, yeah, me too. I hear them all, yeah. Can you feel it? Can you feel the undercurrent? I can hear you, I can hear you through the noise. Show me something at the lake. I had a memory, falls down, and we watched it fall down. So you should show me how to catch the snake. I had this memory, falls down, and we watched it go down. It was all at once, all at once, all at once, all at once, all in my head.
That's the that's Undercurrent from Toro y Moi from last year's Unearthed, the unplugged version of the Whole Earth album. And Tessa Rose Jackson before that from an album called The Lighthouse. That song was called The Man Who Wasn't There. And you know what? That's going to do it for Hello Cruel World. Next week on the program, I haven't talked to her since before Tree Fort, but I'm expecting Maggie from Sunbathe to be here in this basement studio live and in the studio playing live. And then the following week after that is Pledge Drive. So get your wallet ready. Get your closet ready for all that great springtime one-of-a-kind merch. And of course, all kinds of giveaways and X-Ray DJs pulling out all the stops to make you all feel welcome and happy. Thanks so much for tuning in today to Hello Cruel World. I appreciate y'all listening so much, and we'll see you here next Thursday for more Hello Cruel World, wherever you get your Hello Cruel World. And by that, I mean X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
I was just putting my banjo belt out of the way, but look, it's sort of, I've hidden it in a, anyway, whatever. Here we go, last song, woo! Thanks for coming, everyone. Whee! hotter, colder. Three.